Hello, and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 12, My Post-Xmas Malaise. Today is January 7th, and I missed January 6th. I mean, I actually experienced the day, obviously, but I forgot that it was the 12th day of Christmas, also known as 12th night, also known as Epiphany, also known as Little Christmas. It's a old traditional Christian holiday, Christian day, and I for some reason I just kind of have caught on to the idea of Epiphany or 12th night, and I like it a lot, and I think it's just kind of cool. Again, it's one of those anachronistic things that I enjoy. And I had started right after Christmas posting on Instagram the 12 days of Christmas, my personal 12 days of Christmas, and with the store closing, I got overwhelmed and too tired to continue it. So, but I had meant to finish off on 12th night and then, forgot. I realized this morning, like, yesterday was the 12th day of Christmas. Anyways. And for those of you who know me, you know that it actually really annoys me when A, people play the 12 days of Christmas before Christmas. B, when stupid news programs, that are supposed to be presenting facts, like, start doing all the lists about the 12 days of Christmas starting on December 12th, which is, like, 2 weeks ahead of time. I find that so annoying. And I know it's stupid. It also really bothered me when everyone went crazy over the millennium, the year before the millennium actually started, because they all thought it was started in 2000 and it actually was 2001. But I'm just, little things like that are the things that bothered me in life. What can I say? Anyways, so the 12 days of Christmas, you know, it's just that post-Christmas time. And again, my birthday falls in that time and I just kind of liked it. I'm definitely want my Christmas decorations up at least until January 6th. We haven't taken them down yet because it's only one day late and we'll probably maybe get around to it this weekend, but maybe not. And we'll see what happens. But anyways, so there's all of that. It's been a little frustrating still on the knitting and crocheting. I think I said I was on, I don't remember how I put it, but I'm on what I call extreme arm rest, because of the tennis elbow I've developed in my right arm. And that means I'm not knitting, crocheting, typing, working on the computer with my mouse, writing, holding anything that's over like 5 or 6 ounces in my right hand at all, texting, scrolling through pages on my tablet and computer screen, right? And basically anything a right-handed person might do with their right hand, I'm kind of not supposed to do. It's not fun to try and reteach myself how to do things, and I'm not being very successful. I'm trying really hard not to use my right arm for much, and I don't know that I'm being very successful, but maybe I'm reducing, you know, the usage enough that it's making a difference. On the other hand, though, today one of my friends who had a baby recently posted a picture of the sweater I knitted for the baby with the baby in it. It was so cute, and oh, I was so excited that it fit, because, you know, with newborns it can be kind of tricky, but that was really, really cool to see that sweater on a child. And my friend is also a fellow knitter, so I know she appreciates it, and so that was really cool. So yay for sweaters being worn by babies. Hand-knitted sweaters especially being worn by babies. And then, you know, other than that, basically I'm bored out of my mind. I'm trying to catch up on podcasts. I realize I listen to way too many podcasts, and or they're all too long, because I'm about a month behind and I usually have at least 3 per day that are being produced by the podcasts that I listen to. So you do the math. I have to listen to like 3 to 5 hours of podcasts each day just to keep up being a month behind. I may have to drop 1 or 2, in my quest to lighten things in 2015, but we'll see. Anyways, that's it. Just wanted to give you all a check-in. Hope you're having a wonderful January, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.